have one without the other.
When you smile at me, the sun appears. When you're near, my heart is always standing still. Your sweet voice is music to my ears, and the touch of your hand is a thrill. All my life, I've been waiting for you, my wonderful one. I've begun living all my life. All my love has been waiting for you. My life is sublime now that I'm giving all my love. You seem so lovely, so far above me, I'm almost afraid to look.
All right, Chair Murray, I can go ahead and start the broadcast and we can begin.
Thank you. I call to order the meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission, August 21st, 2023. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Go ahead. Roll call.
Thank you. We have Commissioner Villander.
Present.
Commissioner Velez.
Present.
Commissioner Roberts.
Present. Roberts?
Yeah. Present.
Commissioner Link? Commissioner Dubay is absent. Vice Chair McDevitt?
Present.
And Chair Murray?
Here. Thank you. Okay. So let's see. General public comment?
Yes, thank you, Commissioners and Chair Murray. At this time, if there are any members of the public joining via Zoom that would like to speak, please raise your hand to indicate that you would like to speak and I will call on you. All right, at this time, I don't see anyone joining via Zoom that wishes to speak and I haven't received any speaker slips, so I'll turn it over back to you.
Okay, so now we... Are there any amendments or adjustments to the agenda?
Thank you, Chair Murray. There is not. However, you will see a new face at the dais tonight. I briefly want to introduce Mary Ternaskaya. She's our new Planning and Environmental Review Planning Commission Clerk. So what that means is she will be the clerk facilitating meetings, not only for the Historic Preservation Commission, but the Planning Commission as a DRB. We're very excited to have her. I'm very grateful. So when you get a chance, feel free to introduce yourself. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So I guess we can then move on to the public hearing. Would you please read into the record item number A1?
Yes, thank you. This is item A1, the steward signage and exterior lighting located at 5490 Hollister Avenue, case numbers 22-0076-ZC and 22-0036-DRB.
Chair Murray, I need to recuse myself for a personal conflict, professional conflict.
Oh. Okay. And do we have a quorum, right?
Correct, we do.
Yeah, perfect. Well done. Okay, please go ahead and do the presentation.
Before we'll do that, Chair Murray, can we briefly go around the dais and do an ex parte communication?
Yes, please. Thank you.
And whether you visited the site or not.
Yeah. We'll start with you, Commissioner Roberts.
I've seen the Sexton House on the outside exterior a number of times, just walk around the garden, but that's it. I haven't talked with anybody there or anything else. So I don't think I have any conflict.
Commissioner Link. And no ex parte conversations.
No. Myself, I've always seen that place, the Sexton House, since I was a little girl, so never quite really visit the area, but I'm very familiar with the area and the historical equity of the area. Thank you.
No ex parte communications. I did drive around the grounds, and I went up and down Ward Memorial today and Hollister, just looking at the property and the signage.
I also had no ex parte conversations, and I also visited the site, looked all around, looked at all the signs, as well as I was reviewing the documents. Thank you.
Good evening, Chair Murray and members of the commission. My name is Travis Lee, and I'm the planner for the Steward Signage and Lighting Project at 5490 Hollister Ave. The site is home to the Sexton House, which was built in 1880, and is an example of two-story Italianate architecture for Joseph Sexton, who was an agricultural and botanist at the time. The applicant is proposing a variety of signs and lighting to the property. None of the proposed lighting or signage is exactly on the Sexton House, but there is a historic boundary that was established, and there are two signs that are within that boundary which are being proposed. But the full list is a new non-illuminated sign that says the steward on the hotel, a new non-illuminated sign, like a wall plaque for the hotel as well, a new internally illuminated double-faced monument sign by the driveway entrance, which is within the historic boundary. And then they are also proposing to reface the existing pole sign to match their new steward branding. And they're also proposing the light post by the sidewalk with the is at the entrance of the path to the hotel, which is also within the historic boundary. Staff is requesting a recommendation to the Design Review Board and Planning Environmental Review Director from the Historic Preservation Commission regarding the proposed signage and exterior lighting. That concludes staff's presentation. Staff is available for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the commissioners? Go ahead, please, Yolanda.
So I just want to confirm that the pole sign is legal nonconforming.
That is correct. It was we could not find the original permit when it was in the county, but we did find a permit from 1993 where the Board of Architectural Review and the Historic Commission approved a reface of that sign. So we do not have the original permit that erected the pole sign, but we do have a permit allowing the reface. So it would be legal nonconforming, yes.
Okay. And do you happen to know if any kind of tree trimming would be done around that sign?
I do not believe so. I believe the applicant would better answer that question, but I do not believe there are a lot of trees. There are trees like blocking the view from the street, but in close proximity, I do not believe there are enough trees to trim.
The reason I ask is the pictures on page 3 are inaccurate. There's considerably more foliage around there now than is in these photographs. That's why I was just curious.
The applicant will be able to speak to that.
I have a couple of questions. I also had similar questions because when I went by, that picture is not accurate because you could actually not see the sign because it's hidden behind some very foliage trees. Now, those trees are historical, so you can't really quite trim them or do anything without another triggering another, another form of checking. But the sign was just it's the same as the other one, but I'm just saying it's sort of not useful because you drove around and you don't actually see it. Even if you're at the turning right and you're looking over and all you see is the pole, but you pass the sign. So that's one, for the sake of the hotel, maybe they don't need it. I mean, I don't know. The other thing is, especially if it's not historic, it'll be nice to remove it and have the foliage, but it's legitimate, so I'm not saying no. It's just that it's not visible at all as for its functionality. The other question I had is that entrance sign to the hotel from the driveway, is that going to be lighted? Is there going to be a underground lighting to it?
Chair Murray, there is no... it's internally illuminated,
but there's no
external light fixtures
projecting
onto that sign.
Okay, I wasn't quite sure. So that internal illumination, is that, what is the color of that?
It's a white box with a green.
With a green.
The green, what they're branding.
The green, mm-hmm. Okay, those are my questions. Thank you. Yes.
Just as a follow-up question, I don't understand the rules well enough. So in trimming trees, then that needs a request to the city for permission. Is that the way things are done?
Chair Roberts, to the chair, yes, that's correct. Especially if these trees are a part of the reason why this is a historic property.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
Any other comments? Go ahead.
Chair Murray, I think at this time we'll have the applicant present.
Oh, I didn't realize the applicant was here. Thank you for being here. Sorry. Good, you can answer some of our questions.
Yeah. Chair, commissioners, thank you for taking your time today to look at this. I am representing the ownership, so I am not the sign vendor technically, but I do have some answers for you. Since you both drove by the site today, you can see it's pretty hard to pass and see that it's a hotel. So for us, the big pole sign is really for southbound traffic to see, and then the monument sign is really for northbound. So we really, right now it's identified as the Pacifica Suites, and it really does help bring people to the hotel and the property. And, I think it allows people to really enjoy and celebrate the Sexton House as well by being there on the grounds and being able to see that there's a property there. So the pole sign is really for southbound traffic, and then the monument's for north. Are there any other questions?
So I drove south on Ward Memorial and I could not see the pole sign.
I still feel that it makes if you're looking for the sign and trying to identify what's there, I think you're still able to see it better than if it wasn't there to help find the hotel.
Yeah, I'm just saying, driving southbound on Memorial, I could not see it. The only time I could see it going north on Memorial.
On Hollister?
You're talking about north and south.
So, sorry, does Hollister drive east and west? Is that how it's considered? Okay, so on map, I guess it's more north and south. So heading towards the hotel from the 217 is on Hollister, you should be able to see the monument, the pole sign from there.
Heading north on 217? The only time I could see it was on the exit ramp to Hollister. I couldn't see it when I was closer to the property itself.
Okay, so I drive I drive from the 217 north, and I exit, and I cross under the bridge, and I'm able to see the sign from that direction. So is that east?
I'm sorry, I'm confused about
what. Okay.
Oh, east on Hollister.
Yeah, east on Hollister, yeah, which east. Would be the main path to get to the hotel, and obviously, you know, connects us to the city here even from the hotel. So Hollister is where we're trying to draw the traffic, people coming on and off from the freeway and access to the hotel, just trying to get people to see that we're there. And, you know, we definitely love all the landscaping and foliage that this property has to offer, so it's not something we're trying to effect. We're just trying to get people to find the hotel and identify that we're there.
Okay. Any other comments? I studied the report. It was very good. And I walked around, and I was pretty glad with all the sort of the reductionism of the signage. And so I'm ready to make a motion for approval unless there's anybody who.
Yeah. Chair Mary, before that, if you don't mind, can we open it up to see if there's any public comments for the sign?
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Chair Murray and commissioners. At this time, I don't see any members of the public joining via Zoom, and I don't have any speaker slips. Thank you.
Back to the commission. So I reviewed everything. They're all really good. I'm happy with the signs. They are. I went around, and I'm big on signs. Science is one of my few things, and it was very, very, very well done.
Thank
really,
you.
It'll be a nice improvement. The painting, they all go with the new paint of the hotel, and so I had no problem with any of the presentation. The history was good, and it met all the Secretary of Interior standards.
My personal comment would be that given the tremendous amount of foliage around the pole sign, I'm personally not convinced it's that effective. That would be my only comment.
I'm just going to leave that to the applicant because they do have it's grandfathered to their. So I'm just going to leave that since I'm just going to leave that to them, which is. I wouldn't want the trees cut down without any due process. That's another, bigger than the sign to me.
Understood.
With that, Chair Marie, would you mind closing the public hearing portion of the
yes,
meeting?
Yes, let's close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission.
Great. And with that, Chair Marie, if you want to, you or yourself or a member of the commission, take a look at a potential motion.
You wanna do a motion? No? Luke, anybody want to do a motion? It's pretty straightforward.
Sure, I move that we accept the recommendation and as is, and yeah, I guess that's all. Right.
Would you like to include leaving the comments, a comment from
Yeah, I think we should.
It's just a comment there that I think they just would.
Yeah, certainly leave a record of all that we've said and discussed, which the managers of the steward can take into account.
Any second to the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Excuse me, Chair Murray and commissioners, I can go ahead and take a roll call vote.
Oh, please. Yes.
So we have Commissioner Villander.
Aye.
Commissioner Velez.
Aye.
Commissioner Roberts.
Aye.
Commissioner Link.
Aye.
And Chair Murray.
Aye.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah. With that, we'll move along.
Yeah, we'll wait for the commissioner.
Oh, yeah.
McDivitt to come back. Please come back. Okay, so then we have the secretary's comments, please.
Thank you, Chair Murray, and hello, commissioners. I briefly want to talk about a couple things this evening. One would be our next meeting on September 18th. So as of right now, we do not have any items on the agenda that may or may not change. I'm not sure at the moment. If it does not change, we will most likely cancel that meeting. And the next meeting will be October 16th. We do have a couple items in the queue. Not sure exactly which meeting they'll come to, but we just had a resubmittal over at the Sandpiper Golf Course. So on that property, they have the Barnsdale Rio Grande gas station. And that applicant, at some point in the future, will be coming forward with a proposed adaptive reuse of that building. With that, I don't really have any other comments. Is there any questions from the commissioners for staff? Okay. And then we'll turn it over for commission comments, if any.
I do have one question, and this is concerning the Stowe Park. There's a review going on with the plan for it. But, you know, that park is a historic park. You know, it was established in 1925. I wonder, is that part of the, is it in our inventory?
I believe it is, yes.
It is? Okay, yeah. Wonderful. I wasn't quite sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as I know in terms of that project, so... I believe it's still in the process. I'll double check on that. I know they've done all their public outreach.
Yeah.
And now it's being, the proposed project's being analyzed for CEQA, as well as being prepared for city council. But next meeting, I'm happy to give an update on where that project is.
That would be great. Yeah. Thank you. Any commissioners' comments, other comments, questions? I guess that's it. Yeah.
If you wish, you can adjourn the meeting.
Adjourn the meeting, yes. My gavel is gone.
Thank you.
The meeting is adjourned.